gets a new shirt, collar is just right, the shirt's washed, the collar's a little smaller. You might say that the collar
shrunk.
And the thing that the lady keeps her coins and her driver's license and a million other things in.
Her purse.
And the ornament she wears around her wrist is called a
bracelet.
And suppose you buy your wife a bracelet, and she just looks at it and says, well, go ahead and
wear it.
Or
put it on.
And it looks like rain, you better carry
an umbrella. Parasol.
Is that an older term or about the same?
About the same thing. Used to be umbrella, now I guess parasol will be a little later.
And the top, when the bed is made, the top piece of cloth
it's
is called
spread.
You ever call that the coverlet?
Well, I haven't heard of that for quite some time. My grandmother used to tell a story about when Jack cut the coverlid.
When Jack cut the coverlid?
Coverlid, yes. His sister was kind of shy and she'd hid in behind it. And Jack, he wanted to be seen, so he cut the coverlid. I don't just remember how the story runs anymore, but he cut the dust and everything come down. Like to smother the whole wedding party.
Was that the grandmother from Pennsylvania or the one from Ohio?
That's one from Pennsylvania. Oh, she used to tell us some good stories.
The other kinds of covers on the bed, call them a patchwork.
Quilts.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same as a comforter?
Do you have I don't know. Comforter would be different. Quilts are squares that are made, you know, and sewed together. And comforter would be just one big piece that's knotted, tied every so often to hold the cotton in them. They're lined with cotton, too. But little difference in them. Nowadays, this modern generation don't use them. They just use them for ornaments.
Electric blanket.
Electric blanket. That's what I have when I get cold in the night. I switch that on. If I get too hot, I turn it off.
We made a mistake. We didn't get a dual control, and I'm always hot and my wife's always cold, so we're in trouble.
We have twin beds and we have a blanket piece, so we get along.
That's
fine.
A better answer, yeah. If you have wall-to-wall carpet, you might say the carpet goes not halfway across the room, but it goes
clear across.
And another word for rich black soil, it's good black.
Good black loam.
And you ever use the word pallet for a bed on the floor for children?
Oh yes, make them a pallet on the floor.
That's a word which you've used.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about a meadow? You talk about a meadow on the farm? What's a meadow?
Well, that's where you let grow for hay and cut it off for hay. Then don't pasture it or anything. Just let the legumes grow.
You ever call that bottomland, bayou, or anything like that?
No, bottomland would be down next to the creek in lower land. It's land that sometimes overflows, and that makes good rich soil. The son-in-law has quite a bit of bottomland on his farm.
If you have some water that gets in part of the land and doesn't get out, it gets kind of stagnant, you call that
a pond.
Or call it what kind of land?
Well, that'd be a slough. They can tile them out now. We don't have many anymore. They got them all tiled out to get the water drained out of them.
But that's the same as a swamp?
Yes, pretty like a swamp. We have a farm just east here that has a swamp in it. The water comes out of the hillside and has, oh, a couple acres. It's just all miry and the water runs out and down the creek all the time. Something. Take along the rivers. They have a lot of swamp land too where the water settles in and no chance for it to get out.